Members, I call the Jobs and Labor Policy Conference Committee to order. We have a very brief business that we need to conduct tonight. I'd like to say that a quorum is present. The DE1 is before us. As you know, we adopted the DE1, but we have an amendment to the DE1, and I'm going to turn to Representative Hassan for her to move the A230178 amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mr. Chair, I move the A23 to the Conference Committee report before us.
Any discussion? Do you need me to talk about why we're doing it this way, or do we just
Mr. Chair,
go forward?
Just for the record, why don't you say what this does?
Yes.
What this does. That way it'll be on the record.
Thank you so much. So what this does is it removes from our Conference Committee report the reference to giving authority to the Department for rulemaking. Under Senate rules, for an example, if that provision was already in your side or our side and we adopted it with granting rulemaking authority, it wouldn't be a problem. But but it was on neither side and then we adopted it and it provides for rulemaking authority under joint Senate rules, that is a violation of our Senate rules. And so we recognize that this work can still be done. We still want the principal policy that Representative Olson and others have worked on, and all of us have worked on. We've talked about it, and it's gone around and around, and we just want to make sure that it's appropriate so that when we take this bill up again tomorrow on the Senate floor, no one can bring a motion to send it back to the conference committee to reject it. Representative Olson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and thank you, Chair Hassan. I just want to be clear, so like because we're here because it's technical, that we make all the proper motions, and I believe this is drafted to the conference committee report, not the delete everything. So just making sure, I know we kind of said two things there, so just clarifying like very clearly for the record again, just so we don't have to come back here.
Thank you. We do not want to have to come back here,
okay,
Representative.
Great.
So thank you. So it is drafted appropriately. We did talk to staff and Senate counsel, and so it is drafted appropriately so that we'll make sure that we don't have to come back and we can continue to do our good work. Any additional questions or comments before we go forward? Senator McEwen.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair, and also just for the record to make sure that it is crystal clear, this has to do with rulemaking for the earned sick and safe time bill. There are other provisions in the labor omnibus bill that do contain rulemaking, but those went through the usual channels, and we have double-checked all of that. So this in particular has to do with a technical issue in regard to moving forward with adding earned sick and safe time to the labor omnibus bill. And I just want to make sure we weren't talking about rulemaking in general. This is toward earned sick and safe time. Thank you.
So Senator McEwen, thank you so much for that clarification. Everything you've articulated is correct. Any additional discussions on the 823-0178 amendment as moved by Representative Hassan? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed say no. The motion passes. Representative Hassan moves to adopt the committee report as amended. Is that your motion?
That's my motion, Mr. Chair.
Any questions or comments on the adoption of the motion for the adoption of the committee report as amended? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The motion prevails. Finally, we instruct and allow staff to make any technical corrections to these documents. And that's Representative Hassan's motion again. Any discussion on that motion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The motion prevails. Members, this will go to the revisor, so please watch your inboxes and please provide your signature as soon as possible. In the Senate, we have a 12-hour rule when it comes to conference committee reports, so we want that clock to start expeditiously. If there are no other questions or comments, the committee is adjourned.